Slacker and Steve on demand.
So let's talk about dentists.
Okay. Do you have another bad experience?
You know what?
What?
It's been like...
too long? Because, dude, when you go get cleanings, you demand gas. You get gassed even for your cleaning.
But so something happened with the dentist that you and I used to go to. You still go to them.
Yeah, what happened
like,
to you?
I missed my 6-month appointment. They we didn't make one, and then I haven't made another one. So then I just haven't gone. And my wife wants me to go to this other guy, but it's like way far out. And like I need...
That's sad.
I don't think I'm going to want to go to the dentist after we take some stories here, because we want to talk about dental disasters.
Yeah, there's a couple of like crazy ones.
There's a dentist who did work on the wrong student.
Yeah, see, these, I don't like these.
It went to the wrong girl at an elementary school here in Colorado. The girl's mother said her daughter came home from school and said she had 2 shots on each side of the bottom of her jaw. School never called the mom. School didn't do anything. Mom went...
well, as she should have.
So... since when did dentists come to school? What?
See, that's the weird. What's going on?
I don't understand. Do they do some sort of, is it like for...
I don't remember have them doing that at all.
I've never heard of that. And this is in Colorado.
Right.
Well, that's a dental disaster. Here's one that's just making the news today. And I don't know what to do with this. They were doing a remodel on this building in Georgia. And they took out a wall. And this place used to be a dentist's office. It's been several different dentists. When they took the wall out, over 1,000 human teeth fell out of the wall. They just came spilling out of the wall.
Holy.
Workers for the city started to try to figure out why there were so many teeth. And that's when they figured out it had been occupied by dentists starting in the 1900s.
And they've all been doing it, or just...
you didn't have a trash can? Our teeth?
Are
like,
you supposed to like dispose of that legally?
Are they?
It's packaged and sealed. Or,
like
I don't
biohazard
know.
Something?
Or you can just flush it.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah. That's
your,
just creepy.
Nasty.
Right.
So, I don't know if they, at some point they just had a hole in the wall and it was just
they
like,
all just,
they just kind of hucked the...
made a game out of it.
And then once it was full, you seal that wall and start a new wall and...
yeah, I don't know.
So that's some dental disasters. What was the last, I know you don't want to say it, but a different dentist dropped some stuff down your throat, right?
That's right. It was like they were getting some work done and so I brought it to the attention and he said, well, tell you what, you're going to have to go get x-rayed. And I had to go through that process, and sure enough, they told me that you're going to have to wait and let it pass because it did show up.
What was in you? Was it just
like
a bolt?
Small burr. It was like a burr, they call it. It was like a tip. The little.
Oh, the thing they clean your teeth with or the thing they drill your teeth with?
Something like that, yeah. It was the tip of one of those things.
Could you feel it when they dropped it and went down your throat?
Nope, I don't think
so. So you just swallowed a burr without knowing it?
Yeah, kind of. But then, yeah, he brought it to my attention, and so they were all concerned, and so... it all worked out good. It passed. Yeah, the burr's
did you
out
see
of me.
It?
I saw it on the x-ray, but I didn't.
But you didn't see it.
No,
going out.
I just hope that. Yeah.
The backside of it all.
Right. How about you? Anything going on?
Well, no. I mean, the ones I remember, I mean, like my father used to go to a dentist that they would just get drunk together and pull teeth.
Okay. What? That was the
anesthetic. That was like, dude, they're.
They had Novocaine back then.
I know they did, but my dad didn't like dentists. So his dentist, they would meet at a bar called the Rhinelander and he'd be like, Lou, we got to pull the tooth. And they would just drink and drink and drink. And then they'd go to his office
at
like 10 o'clock at night and just.
Yoink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull teeth out. And that dentist was like me. My mom tells stories of that dentist. Like if my brothers were sitting in the chair and they were being unruly, he would just.
The heck?
He would just smack him.
Holy.
To get him to shape up.
Okay, I don't know if I...
it's,
he's the type of guy that throws teeth behind the wall.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I bet we go up to Longmont, find that dude's office, and there's teeth.
At the Rhinelander.
At the Rhinelander. It was a strip club for a little while, and then I don't know what it is
now. Oh, wow, okay.
So do you get the gas then, or no, you don't?
I do, yeah. I get lately, I get everything now. My stuff is severe, so I get shots here and shots there.
But I love the gas.
Yeah, it's fun for a while.
Have you ever been put out?
Yeah, so I had oral surgery. They had to put me
the wisdom teeth.
Yep, they had to knock them out of my head.
That's the other. That's my.
They had to get up
disaster.
On your chest.
Yeah,
they had to wrench
them
out
of me.
Yep.
And you like something about anesthesia where you like your body remembers stuff even though you're all the way under because it's they don't put you.
No, you're not totally.
It's like a twilight state where you kind of don't remember stuff. And I,
but still,
every once in a while, I have a flashback of him like with his knee like on my chest and just
because
my bottom ones were fully impacted and they just had to, and then I had that that dry socket and that weird little.
I hate that too.
The other one we got from the interweb is somebody was like their dentist was working on him and he's like, when was the last time you had pizza? And he was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 days ago. He's like, do I have stuff stuck in my teeth? Oh my God, I'm embarrassed. And he's like, you have the worst pizza burn on the roof of your mouth.
Pizza burn
I've ever seen.
Pizza burn.
Legit. The dentist is checking out.
Ouch. That's what?
The rancid.
Was marveling at it.
Yes,
was like,
just
this
like,
is the,
and I don't know how you can tell it's a pizza burn or if there's
right?
little pepper. It's like crop circles with pepperonis and black olive shapes and whatnot, but the dentist could tell.
That hurts.
The dude had rocked some pizza. All right. So we're turning it over to you. If you are a dentist and you want to tell us how nasty somebody's mouth is, or you've had a dentist do something really weird to you, we want to hear all about your dental disasters. Rebecca?
Yay.
Dental disaster.
Yeah, they drilled through my lip.
No, what the?
And it took 4 stitches to close it up.
Jeez, they just slit. What the?
How did they?
I don't know what they were doing, but it was on the bottom left side, and they applied pressure and drilled right through my lip.
Mother.
Do you have a scar there now?
I do.
Oh, no. You're hideous.
Hideous, Steve. Okay, I might be a little. Did they give you anything for that? Did they pay you off? Was there a lawsuit?
No, they didn't. They didn't compensate or anything. No. They
bastards.
Just stood up and said, I'm sorry. So I never went back to them.
Yeah, wow. That sucks.
That is no bueno. Thank you, Rebecca. Diane.
Yes.
Yes.
Dentist.
Yay.
Dental disasters.
Went to the dentist, got a tooth pulled. By the time we got home, I had lockjaw. Boyfriend kept calling the dentist. He said it was normal. 4 days later, I went to the emergency room. They basically couldn't do anything for the lockjaw, so they called in the whole family and a priest to give me my last rites.
What? This is from a cleaning?
Yeah. No, from a tooth pull.
No, I know, but
no, but it's still kind of just a normal procedure. Like lockjaw is it what it sounds like? Like you literally can't move your face? Like your jaw doesn't work?
You can't open your mouth at all. You can't drink anything. You can't eat anything.
So what did they do? Like instead of giving last rites, apparently you finally found somebody who could help you, or what happened?
Well, the doctors at the county hospital, the boyfriend took me to, just pried my mouth open with these like huge pliers and started poking holes in my cheek. It wasn't draining fast enough, so they cut a hole in right behind my jawline and put a drainage in there. And we never did find the dentist. My sister and brother called and threatened him. So, yeah, he disappeared.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what you get for Craigslist right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Diane.
Dang. I didn't either, yeah.
Kelly.
Yay.
Dental disasters.
Yeah. So I was about 24 and I had my wisdom teeth out, which is kind of late. And I had a friend come pick me up. And I do not remember any of this, but she tells me the story that she comes in the room to pick me up, and I am just really loopy. And the dentist comes in to kind of explain to her the procedures afterwards. And I start fawning all over him and telling him how cute he is, and I grab his face, start to tell him what a nice beard he has.
Oh, wow.
And then, he kind of pulls away, and my friend's trying to reach across the chair to pull me back. And I decide he has great legs, apparently, and I run my leg up his thigh to the junction, and
wow.
My friend's trying very hard to pull me off.
Holy smokes, so now you're buried.
did you touch his naughty bit?
I don't remember.
You don't remember any of this?
No.
Dang.
So the next time I came in for the dentist, he was A little awkward with me. So.
And had his assistant like restrain you?
Put a dental dam in your head.
My friend came in. Yeah, she was restraining me.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call, Kelly.
Fun.
Lori Ann.
Yay.
Dentist's disaster.
Oh, dental disaster. Well, I don't know what it's called, but when I was in the dentist, they were just doing a filling or something. And the little skin that's on the bottom of your mouth up to your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
The assistant, she skipped with the drill or missed or something, and it went into the bottom of my mouth
no.
and cut that piece of skin.
No.
Does that mean does your tongue, because we always heard growing up that, like, no, that your tongue, like the dude from Kiss, like, cut
Gene
that.
Oh, Gene Simmons and his 90s.
Yeah, that's what makes his tongue come out farther, because somebody cut that little thing to hold it in.
Is that true?
Oh, no, I don't know about that, but oh my God, it hurt so bad. It took so long to heal because down there on the bottom of your mouth, it just doesn't get healed. And the assistant was just going crazy. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Because it's just always damp down there. Nothing's going to heal. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of soggy. And But you're normal now? Your tongue is fully functioning? That's weird.
It's normal. It functions.
I'm now in a rock band playing bass with makeup on
my
face.
Not a rock band, and the tongue comes out.
Wow.
And then, the dentist felt so bad, she gave me a gift certificate to a fancy Italian restaurant, but it took me,
you can't eat.
Yeah, they'll just blend it up for you in the back and shove it into your stupid head. Thank you for the call, Lorianne. Chelsea.
Hi, yay.
Yay. Dental disasters.
Yeah, so when I was 12 years old, my dad didn't want to pay for a good orthodontist, so he took me to a dentist that happened to do orthodontia, and when I went in and get a consultation, do my first appointment, he said there's not enough room in my mouth, so he asked me at 12, with no parents in the room, if I wanted to pull two teeth, or if we just wanted to make room for it with braces, and I just went by what he was telling me, and I said, I guess pull them. It sounds like that's what you need to do.
What?
And I'm 12. So he pulls the teeth, and I go through having braces, and then I start having jaw problems and TMJ and all these horrible things, and my parents actually take me to a real orthodontist. He takes one look at my mouth and says, not only did he, like, pull two teeth that he shouldn't, like, we should sue him. And anyway, long story short, we ended up suing him, and I now have two implants where those teeth used to be, so I have two fake teeth.
Plus, how much cash?
Yeah, cash is important. How much?
We got $27,000, but cost like $12,000 to fix my mouth.
Nope.
Dang.
I want like $270,000.
Then I lived off the rest of the money in Hawaii for like a year. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.